actually. Romeo, have you settled a little bit from last year?
Now
Digested?
that we're on recording, I'll say that I have found no further evidence for the significance of the difference.
Okay, Mirtashem will be able to explicate the difference. So there's a few things I want to focus on today. The what we left off in the last year, where's I see Ned. Ned, did you listen to the last year?
Not yet.
You gotta listen to the last year. It's very important because we're gonna win over Romy on this issue. But we've been discussing the idea of Lishma Begidin. The analysis of the last year was about the relationship between Lashem Krisus, Lashem Haisha, and Lashem Habal. Correct? Are those three separate elements of Lishma and a get that are accomplishing different things? Or really, is there one element of Lishma, which is that the Baal is intending to divorce his wife? Right? So it's the Das HaBaal Ligaresh Es Ishta. That's the one Lishma in a get. Of course, that one Lishma is constituted of three diff there are three different aspects of that. His Das, it's to divorce her, and that is Lashem Krisus. Correct? But we saw some nafka mina in the last year about how you would distinguish between those two different conceptualizations of Lishma, whether you view it as three separate pieces or whether you view it as one Das Ligaresh. What were some of the nafka mina we saw in the last year based off of Lichtenstein's analysis? One is Amira, whether the husband has to state it, or Lichtenstein thought there's a difference between the Das Lishma of Krisus and the Das of Lashem Haisha. Correct? You thought there would be an nafka mina there, whether you have to say it or whether it's sufficient to think it. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, good. Another nafka mina is that Rav Lichtenstein thought was. Anybody remember nafka mina number two in his analysis?
Mavril of Comus.
Mavril of Kulmos. Can if you wrote the get initially shelo lishma, can you just write over it lishma a second time? Rav Lichtenstein thought that would be a nafka mina between Lashem Krisus and Lashem Haisha, based on his connecting it to the paradigm of Reb Chaim about Stama Lishma, the paradigm of Reb Chaim about the Lishmas are doing two different things. One's about being Magde the Shem Sefer, and one's about injecting an additional ingredient of Lashem Haisha into the get. My personal preference in the last year was to say that that's not true. Really, you have one Das Habal, you have one Das Gerushin that has these three elements, but there's no way to separate the Lashem Krisus dimension from the Lashem Haisha dimension. And Romy is trying to figure out what's the significance of that, correct? Okay, so I owe Romy an explanation for that. But right now, I want to put all this on hold as we get a little deeper into Lishma, but I want everyone to keep this distinction in mind. Any questions on this distinction? The distinction itself is, I think, very coherent, correct? Roman, even you agree it's coherent. You just want to know why it's important.
Right.
Okay. Now, I want us to start thinking related to this question is what does the Lishma do in the get? What role does it play? So, when you think about Lishma generally, where else in Halacha do we have Lishma? Give me, so throw out some examples where you have Lishma.
Carbono.
Karbanos, great. Karbanos is one example where you have Lishma, the Mishnah in Zvachim. Karbanos have to be brought lishma. Now, what does lishma usually like? What is the shma in karbanos? What does it at least at a surface level? What does it appear to be doing?
Like for this specific type of korban, you're bringing this animal, let's say.
Okay, you
Kind
have to have.
of like.
There are many dinim of lishma once you start getting into it for karbanos. But give me like at the crudest level, like if you were just trying to explain the halachos of lishma, how do you talk about lishma in general, whether it's in
You're like
karbanos?
shechting it for a carbon and not to like eat it at your barbecue.
Okay, good, Yonatan. Although you're
Gives it a purpose.
making me very hungry now. So it has a purpose, right? And it's important for you to be aware of the purpose of the carbon, correct? That's a really important element, correct?
What do you mean by purpose?
What do I mean by purpose? As Yonatan said, there's a difference between meat that you're shechting for a barbecue and meat that you're shechting a l'ratzos al mizbeach. It's brought for L'shem Ishim. It's brought L'shem Gavoah. It's brought L'chap. It's brought L'chaper. And those elements only are coherent if you are aware of them and you're bringing the korban for that purpose. Same for lishma and matzah. It seems like matzah is not just eating bread. There's like a very special message. There's a different purpose for the matzah than regular bread. It's lechem oni. And that requires lishma, that you're baking it for this specific purpose and special status that it has, correct? I mean, at the crudest level, I'm not trying to say anything deep here, but there are some things that don't require lishma. You don't have to eat breakfast lishma. It's whatever, a regular action that you're doing. When you're trying to define something purposively for some clear goal or for some special status, it's sensible that you require lishma. Josh Shapiro, you have a hand on this?
Yeah, how is this different than mitzvot srichot kavana? Or is it basically, is it like a, maybe a heightened level?
Mitzvot srichot kavana usually just means that you need kavana, that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. Here, it's usually lishma is a more specified thing. So if you just brought a karban and said, I'm doing a lishem mitzvah, that's not enough. You have to have lishem the karban ola, lishem the karban shlamim, lishem the mizbeach. It's a much more specified purpose that you're having in mind or that you're stating. Okay, and the nice nafkamina, by the way, is Josh. Even if you hold mitzvahs in on sriches kavana, you still require lishma and all these things. I'll also point out that lishma doesn't seem to be about satisfying a chi of mitzvah. Mitzvah sriches kavana is about the did you get schar for doing the mitzvah, like where you yotze the mitzvah, correct? Lishma is usually even when there's no issue of mitzvah at stake. Let's say for a second that Gerushin is not a mitzvah. Let's assume for a moment, okay? Still, if you want to get divorced, the ingredient of the get is that it has to be lishma, because it's a condition of what a get is, rather than a condition of did you fulfill the mitzvah? Do you see, Josh?
Yeah, and that last point, though, isn't it the same, like, you know, did what you did it work or not? Like, if it worked, then like a schar is just a result of that. But like the question is still the same for lishma and mitzvot srichot kavana, whether what you did worked.
Well, mitzvot srichot kavana is about when you're doing mitzvos, what does it take to be yotzei the mitzvah? It's like, you know, did you do the mitzvah? Did you satisfy? Did you do the mitzvah properly? This is not about doing mitzvos properly. This is about whether you... created a get. Did you create matzah? Did you bring a karbon? Was the karbon brought properly? I know it's a very subtle distinction, but does anybody else get the sense of that distinction? Difference in those two things? Josh, no?
I agree with the point about like the heightened awareness that it's not just l'shem mitzvot bichlal. This is like l'shem a specific mitzvah, a specific, you know, for a specific korban. I didn't get the last distinction you made.
Well, I'll just put it this way, that there's the question here is whether you have a get. And a get that's lacking lishma is like a get that's lacking the haret mutaris l'chol adam. You're just missing an ingredient of the thing that you're trying to create.
So wouldn't somebody say if you put on tefillin without kavana, then or something else like without kavana, then you're just lacking... Like,
so I'm gonna give you. Let me just give you a crude way of distinguishing. One's a din in the Hagdara, the Maisa, and one's a din in the Chefza. Right? You could say, do you have matzah? You only have matzah if you have lishma. You only have a get if you have lishma in the get. Right? So it's a din in like creating the thing that you're trying to create. That's different than asking, did I do the Maisa mitzvah properly?
And for korban, that would be true as well.
Yeah. Arguably.
On the chefsa,
yeah. Did you have a, you know, did you have a hakravas a karban? Again, it's a bit of a crude distinction, but that's one way of cutting it. So I want us to figure out what's the lishma doing in Gittin. Right? Lishma seems to play a very important role. Lishma seems to be doing at least three things. Lishem ba, lishem isha, lishem gerishin. So I want to know, what is the Lishma doing here? So anybody have an answer? Having looked at some of the basic elements of the sugya, what role does Lishma play? Ned? Oh, Josh?
It turns a get from, like we shared the other day, like from something universal to something particular to this specific relationship, so you can break a specific relationship.
So I think that's definitely true. I think that there's an element of Lishma that is takes it from being abstract to being particular, right? It makes it this gerushin. I think that's really important. That's one element of it. What else would you say the Lishma is doing here? Josh Shapiro?
We also saw kind of like a delay, like the Meiri, that it delays divorce in some ways, takes away the impulse, makes it harder to divorce practically.
Okay, so let's think about this for a second, this idea that Josh is putting forth now. Just think of Lishma. L'shem Abal, L'shem Isha, L'shem Gershon. So yes, you could throw it in with the Abar Benel Chinuch idea that the more boxes that have to be checked in creating a get, the more complicated the get process is, right? Especially if you hold that you need the Baal to declare this when he's asking the sofer to write. So I write it L'shem me. The sofer has to say, I'm writing it L'shem the Isha, I'm writing L'shem Gershon. The Eidim before they sign have to say this. So maybe it's to pad the legal process, right? So more elements that have to be satisfied. But I want us to, let's say a little more about that. Is that what you had in mind, Josh? Or did you have something more than that in mind?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Anybody want to develop that idea a little further? Penny, do you want to develop that idea a little further? Anyone? Ned?
No.
You don't want to, or you have nothing to develop it further?
You've got nothing to add.
Okay, but you want to develop it further, I hope. I don't know what that hand wave was, Ned.
Word isn't coming to.
Okay. Do you guys hear that drilling in the background or no? Okay, that's great. So I wonder about the following. So let's look at a few Gemaras here, and I want to motivate this idea through some of these Gemaras. So let's look first of all. Let's go through these Makoros pretty quickly, but also I just want to highlight a few things. If you look at the Rambam in Gerushin Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, where he introduces Lishma, he says, here are the Asar Advarim that are Ikra Gerushin. So he has one statement about Lishma here, correct? Vishayiya Nichtav Lishma. Somebody translate that for me.
That the get should be written Lishma, that it should be written Lishma.
Lishma, how do you translate Lishma?
Like for her sake, for her name.
Yeah, for her sake. So notice here, how many Lishmas does the Rambam have in this one statement? Three or one?
Well, it depends how you interpret it, but like Pashtus is that it's one.
Lishma. Yeah, meaning Lishema Isha, correct? Because get is Lashon Zachar, so Lishma clearly means Lishem her. So I just want to point out, getting back to the earlier discussion, it sounds like what's crucial here is that it be Lishem Aisha. Again, maybe that includes that it's the Baal wanting to divorce her. Maybe that's all part of Lishem Aisha. But when the Rambam takes this one phrase, when he has one opportunity to define what the Lishma is, it's Lidas her. Correct? You don't get the element that there are three elements of Lishma that have to be satisfied. Three separable elements. That's one diak I want to make. Same in Gershon Aleph Gimel, V'chasav. La Lishma. So the same thing. The Ram only quotes this drasha of Lishma when he talks about this theory of Lishma generally. He doesn't say that there are three separate pieces. Agreed? So this is just to support my contention that there's one Lishma here. Look at the Bechor Shor commenting on the Perish Al Torah. Benji, you want to read the Bechor Shor for us? La Lishma?
Yeah. Lali Shma, She'enu mitzgar resh tebeget shelo nechtav adat girushah, afal pi sheshema v'shema ketuvin bo.
So what does the Bechor Shor highlight when he darshins the pasuk? That it's got to be Lishma.
That it's not just about the fact that their names are there, but that it's specifically written for it.
Well, he said Adas.
It has to be Ladat Gerushin.
So Ladas Gerusheha.
Yeah, not just saying? For practice or something like that.
Well, that we know from the Gemara, but notice that he lumps together here for her and for her divorce. Correct? So it sounds to me like there's one das that's required. It's the das to divorce her. That's the relevant sense of Lishma. One second, guys. TD, what are you doing? You want to say hi to everyone quickly? Okay, say hi to everyone very quickly, and then we're going to get back to the babysitter. TD, say hi. Take Passy out if you can say hi to everyone. Want to say hi to everyone? Yeah, wave. You have to wave so they can see you. Wave. Okay, say bye-bye. I'm going back to sleep. Guys, you're all going to see her on Shabbos if you come. Yes, you want to invite everyone for Shabbos? Say, come for Shabbos. Yeah? You're too shy? Okay, wave goodbye. Guys, I'll be back. Just give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back.
I guess we're not going for Shabbos, guys.
All right, I'm back. Yeah. Ezra, you weren't going to give Shir in my absence? Okay. So I just think the diak from the Bechor Shor here is that when he defines Lishma, he says, Adaz Gerusheha. So notice, what does that imply? It's not so much that it's that you have her in mind, as like, this is written for my wife. But that you have das, that it's written to divorce her. Correct? Is there anything to be gleaned from there? Anything to... Josh Brockman?
I mean, just that it sounds like the model where we're combining the different elements of Lishma as opposed to separating them.
Correct. I think it does support the model that you're combining the different elements of Lishma. And possibly I want us to start thinking, what's the significance of combining the different elements of Lishma? And I wonder if that suggests that the idea of Lishma is to bring the gravity, or if not the gravity, then like the consequence, like what exactly is happening here to bring that right into the mind of the husband. Meaning you want the act of gerushin to be framed by a heightened level of cognizance. Like so there's no such thing as maybe frivolous divorce is the wrong phrase, but there's no such thing as a divorce that's not premeditated. You know, like in the law, you distinguish between like a premeditated murder and murder. What's the difference between those two things? Premeditated murder is much more egregious. Why is a premeditated murder much more egregious than mere murder?
It's planned.
You planned.
Cool. Yeah, it was planned. There was some forethought, right? And there's a sense in which we view that as much more egregious because the perpetrator actually contemplated and planned this thing out, and he had time to rethink it and back away from it. But we know that it was undertaken with a higher level of commitment, the wrongdoing, right? That's different than like, you know, somebody who just like in the spur of the moment ended up killing somebody else. Like those are treated as very different acts. And the idea of Lishma is not just that we need to satisfy, hey, this was written for his wife and it was written as a bill of divorce and it was written for him. But the idea is that we want to make sure that the very essence of Geirishin, maybe, well, the different ways of precisifying this, but we want to make sure that the process of divorce is one that's carefully premeditated. And maybe I'm taking too many liberties and saying carefully premeditated right now, but at a minimum that it's premeditated. And that's why you can't have a Geirishin, you can't have a get, unless it's written L'shem Geirishel. I want to say more about that in a second. Roma, you have a thought on this?
I'm just wondering if you're trying to draw support from Bechor Shor or the Rambam or for that, or you're just making a suggestion here.
Right now, I'm just saying that when you frame this as a Das Geirishel, this, I think, leans in the direction of defining the Lishma as intent to divorce her. And if that is the Lishma, then it makes sense to think that the Lishma itself serves the purpose of ensuring that the divorce process is premeditated.
Okay, can I reframe my question? Maybe, do you think this is evidence and more than the fact that from the Mishnah and the Gemara, like on Chavdal, let's say you get the fact that it needs to be the Shem Gershon and the Shem Aisha and even the Baal maybe. And do you think this offers some proof that, or evidence that is not found there?
Yeah, I do think so. I think because if you view them as all as separable three elements, right, then you're saying that, like as the Gemara says, as long as you have L'shem Krisos of a different couple, then you have L'shem Geirishin, correct? That has nothing to do with a premeditated divorce for your wife. It happens to be that a different Avram was divorcing a different Zara, so the get has L'shem Krisos. Then I take that get and I say, oh, this thing should now be, I'm giving it to my wife. I'm giving it to her as a matana, I'm giving it for whatever, but I want her to have this nice piece of paper. So it's L'shem Ishti. So
you think the unification of these three different things?
Yeah, you could combine those elements.
Is that more than requiring them independently?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
I don't know. That's interesting.
What?
No, it's interesting. I don't know what I think about that, but.
So you just sit on it. You have to let it marinate.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Anybody hear the suggestion thus far? Yeah. Zev usually is amenable to. Okay. Yes, Zev? Okay. Let me motivate up further as we get into deeper into the sugyas here. So turn Please. For a sec. What's that, Yoni? Yonatan?
Nothing.
Okay. So look for a minute now. Let's go back to the discussion on Gittin Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. So here when we have our sugyan Chaf Dalet, we had the diak last time of Kol Get Shenichtav Shelo L'shem Isha Puzzle. The opening salvo of the Mishnah is that it's not written for the wife. I think it's very clear that L'shem Isha means for the specific woman, right? Then the Mishnah gives us three cases where it's not written for the specific woman. One is a case where it's not written L'shem Geirishin. One is a case where it's not written L'shem... Sorry, one's a case where the deficiency is L'shem Geirishin. One is the case where the deficiency is L'shem Ha'isha, and one's a case where the deficiency has the L'shem Ha'bal. How exactly you tease those out, that's the Gemara goes through it. But the Gemara seems to locate three different deficiencies, all under the heading of Kol Get Shenichtav Shelo L'shem Isha Pasul. That was my diak in the last year, correct? Now, where do you see, what is the drasha of requiring L'shem Ha'bal in the Gemara? So if you get to the Gemara in Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says... Let's see, my time. Ikasa vin nasan sefer krisos biyada havamina lemute hech kama de lo avid l'shem krisos. So what does this mean, vin nasan sefer krisos biyada? What's the drasha here? It's actually pretty tricky. What's the drasha? I bolded it to try to cheat, but it's actually not so clear when you read the Gemara itself. Ned, what's the drasha? Ned?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of confused.
Anybody, what's the drasha here?
If it just said v'natan sefer kritut, you would have thought like it just has, like the only thing that we would have learned out from that drasha is that it can't be, let's say, something a sofer wrote just for fun. That would only have to be like the only thing we would have learned out from that is that like it has to be sefer kritut. But because it says also v'chata, because it says v'chata v'la, aval katav l'garashi ishta v'nimlach da'avi l'shem kritut ema kasher. If I, let's say, just got somebody else's get, I would have said it works.
Okay, the Gemara here, but what's the drasha? The drasha seems to be the fact that it's called sefer krisos.
Yeah, katav v'chavana v'chatav. Therefore, that's this v'chatav that, like, d'day, he has to write it. Or he has to write it like a lishmo.
Okay, so I think the first drasha comes from just the word sefer krisos. The Gemara seems, right, that it's, if you just had sefer chasav and nasan sefer krisos, you'd get that it's got to be l'shem geirushin. Then you have the chasav, which tells us that it's got to be, as Joshua didei, he has to write it. Lemute hai de lo ihu kakasiv lei. Correct? It's coming to exclude a case where he's not writing it. De lo ihu kakasiv lei. Now, let me ask you a question. Does the Gemara ever say lishma in the case of ksiva sabal?
No.
No. Right, the word lishma never appears in the context of ksiva sabal in the Gemara. Correct? It just says v'chasa, that the husband has to be the one who writes it for her. So is it a mistake to speak of ksiva sabal in terms of lishma? So I read this Gemara as saying it's got to be he, that he's the one who writes it for her, that in order for a get to be lishma, it has to be lishma that comes from the husband. So here's an afkamina for Romy's point. If you go with the three separable elements of Gevurshin, of three separable elements of Lishma, it's not clear that those elements have to come from the Baal. The Sofer just has to have in mind Lashem Krisus, the Sofer has to have in mind Lashem Isha, and the Sofer has to have in mind Lashem Baal. Why would those things have to come from the husband? Is there any reason to think that they have to come from the Baal himself? Does the L'shem HaBaal have to come from the Baal that he's writing the get for his own? So there's little reason to think that the L'shma would have to come from the husband if you're talking about three separate elements, the condition of the get. Maybe the husband has to authorize the get, fine. But it's not clear that the L'shma has to be from the Baal himself. So I think actually a nice diak here is that the Gemara's point is it's got to be Ihu who's Kasivla. The husband has to be the one who is writing the get for his wife. He's the one who has to have the Lishma. And what that means is that the get itself has to have the husband's Lishma that he's divorcing his wife. Okay, my diak here is that nowhere does the Gemara say that you need l'shem habal. Even though we're saying that the l'shma has to include the das habal agarish asishto. Okay? Romy, do you see a difference there between the two different approaches?
Yeah. I think that you're really leaning on your explanation for the Shema here, though. But you're not saying if these three, if there's one concept of the Shema, then it makes sense to say that this has to come from the Baal. That doesn't follow, I don't think. I think what you're really saying is if there's one concept of the Shema and the Shema is about, you know, creating or assuring that it's premeditated, then it follows that it has to come from the Baal.
Right. That's what I'm adding. That's what I'm adding so far in this year. This notion that the idea of Lishma is to ensure that there's this premeditated element of get, like, there's no such thing as a non-premeditated halachic divorce.
Right, that's what I was trying to say before. I think for me, the link between the unified singular concept of Lishma and the premeditated thing needs to be stronger in order for this part to work for me.
Okay, well, so good. Now let me try to let's read a little more in the Makoros here. Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of the Rambam. Let's read this Rambam for a second. Let's get a volunteer to read it. This is the Rambam paskening the Mishnah. Ned. Chavad Rav.
I think this
is a really infelicitous formulation for the Rambam, right? Because this implies the separability. The get has to be written l'shem ha'isha megarish l'shem ha'isha miskareshes. I think this formulation rings in separate lishmas.
Just because he's specifying l'shem ha'ish l'shem ha'isha.
Yeah, the get has to be written l'shem ha'ish. The get has to be written l'shem ha'isha, not like the Bechor Shor said that the get has to be written l'shem ha'ish that he's megarish his ishta, or the get has to contain the lishma of the baal that he's megarish his wife. Do you agree, Ned?
Possible reading.
What?
Certainly a possible reading.
Yeah.
Keep on going.
Let's see. Do I want you to keep on going? No, I just want to flag this. I just want to flag this formulation for a second. But just notice that when the Rambam says Ketzad, so let's go through the Ketzads quickly. Case number one, Sofer Shekasav Get Lamed.
Sofer Shekasav Get Lamed Lith Lamed, Vabal Matzah Shinecha Get Zeh, Kishmo, Shema Isha, Kishem Ishto, Shema Yir, Kishem Yiro, Vinatlo, Girish Bo, Inoget. So, right, he had this practice get that he found that coincidentally had all the proper data on it.
What's the problem with this? What's the problem?
It wasn't written with those specific individuals in mind.
Is that the problem? Yes.
Yes.
Is that what the Gemara says the problem is for this case? Just basic question. Is that what the Gemara says is the problem in this case?
I don't remember.
Somebody help out Ned. What did the Gemara say the problem was for this case? Josh?
No, my space is not working. That it's not L'shem Gershon.
Yeah, the Gemara seems to say it's not L'shem Gershon. The Rambam here never says that you need L'shem Gershon. He says, the get has to be nifta L'shem Isha Megarish L'shem Isha Miskareshes. Ketzad, Sofer Shekasav, get L'lamed Olas L'lamed Bo'a Ba'al Matzah Shem Shem Shenichta Beget Zeh Kishmo. Eino get. It's just strange. If I was the Rambam, I would have said, Mr. Rambam, Rabbi Rambam, Voiderav Rambam, you should have said that the get has to be in l'shem geirshin, l'shem baal, l'shem isha. No? But then look what the Rambam says in Halacha Beis. Yes, sir, Alkain. Go ahead, Ned.
It's Alkain, Kadiv HaGarish, the Ishto, V'nimlach, V'matzo, V'niron, V'amar lo, Shmishi, Shmecha, V'shem Ishti, G'shem Ishtecha, V'natlo, M'meno, V'girish, Bo, En V'get, Af HaPisha Nechta, V'shem Gersh.
Af HaPisha Nechta, V'shem Gersh. And here the Rambam's assuming that the problem with the earlier case is that it's not L'shem Gershon. Correct? But he never introduced the fact that a get has to be L'shem Gershon.
I mean, you can say that it's two separate issues. The first halacha deals with one issue. The second halacha preempts the second issue.
Okay, it's just a little strange that he never told us. He should have introduced that there, by the way, there's this element of L'shem Gershon. Instead, he talks about L'shem Baal L'shem Isha, and then he says, oh, Ketzad, oh, you have a case where it's Chisarn and Gerishin. Now, it could be that while I'm upset with the Rambam for separating, it could be that Rambam's a motive of Mikzas, meaning it could be that while I'm right about criticizing the Rambam for separating L'shem Habal and L'shem Isha as two separable elements, maybe the Rambam agrees with me that L'shem Isha includes the L'shem Gerushin. Notice how he said in the first halacha, L'shem Isha Hamiskareshes. L'shem Isha Hamigaresh, L'shem Isha Hamigaresh, U'L'shem Isha Hamiskareshes.
But then what's the half mean in the second halacha? Because there just have a party that he's being divorced, but it's not the right party that the get was written for.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying in halacha, this case of the Sofer HaMislamed, that's a chisaron in the migaresh miskareshes piece of it, not a chisaron in the shame piece of it. But the Rambam's rolling in the lishma of Gevershin into L'shem Isha and L'shem Isha. So Rambam thinks there are two elements, meaning he agrees that you integrate Das Gerushin with the Baal and the Isha, but he disagrees with me about the integration of the Baal and Isha together. So anybody see that? The Diak at least? Anybody not understand the Diak that I'm making in the Rambam? Ezra, how's it sound to you?
I mean, I got what you were saying, but it sounds a little funky.
Why does it sound funky?
Because it seems like he's kind of contradicting himself. Like, I don't really understand. I mean, maybe you can explain it again.
I'm saying when you see, we're interested in the relationship of these different elements of Lishma, right? And I'm showing that I think the Rambam here thinks that the Lishma of Gerushin gets wrapped in, it becomes the Baal L'shem Baal HaMigaresh, L'shem Isha HaMiskaresh. So the Gerushin gets distributed to the two parties. Correct? There's no separate Das Gerushin distinct. So like I think the Rambam would disagree with Reb Lichtenstein's point about the difference between the L'shem HaShemos and the L'shem Krisos. So Rambam doesn't treat a L'shem Krisos as a separate element. Yes? But he does think that there's a separate element of Das Habal and Das Isha, which I think is incorrect. That's the point that I'm making. Josh Shapiro?
Is there a difference between the Shem Ha'ish and the Tzivui coming from the Baal?
Oh, it's not clear. That's what we're going to get to in a few moments. It's not clear that those are two separate things. That's going to be a major DM. Okay. Now, Romy, on this, if you think that these elements are totally separable, just to get back to your point, Romy, it sounds like you're just talking about the ingredients of a get, right? Like how does this get become the get for this couple? So like the point that was made right at the beginning of Shir, what takes us from being about Gerushin in the abstract to the Gerushin of these people? So that's Lishma. Lishma makes it L'shem the Baal. It makes it L'shem Aisha. What makes it not a Shtar Chov? That is the fact that it's L'shem Gerushin. So you just got to get the right elements into the get to like pull the different pieces together to turn this into a Sefer Krisos. That's fine. I think that's very different than saying that the get is trying to solidify to impose that it be that the divorce itself be premeditated by the husband. That the get is capturing the Das Habal Ligaresh Es Ishto. Do you see the difference in those two formulations?
Then because the second formulation like automatically links the Krisos and the Shem Aisha to the Das Habal. Right? Is that what you mean?
Meaning, say it again?
You're saying because the Shem Aisha and Krisos are framed in terms of the Das Habal in the second formulation necessarily?
Correct.
And so it's not about getting them independently.
Correct. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. I'm holding here Megillas Esther, yeah? Megillas Esther that I wrote. What took this from being a piece of cloth to cloth and dio to being a Megillas Esther, right? What transformed this? So the answer is, that it was written, L'shem Megillas Esther, and that it has the writing. Right? That's what made it into a Megillah. along with the other Dine Ksiva, etc., and the Ibud Lishma. And so you could say, similarly, oh, for a get, what makes this into a get that's kosher for a divorce is that it, you know, it was written for the husband, it was written for the wife, and I mean, it's that lishma, Miguel, that's just like more specified for this couple, right? So there's just like different ingredients of making a kosher get. That's different than saying that the lishma is actually a way of instantiating, of capturing, of solidifying the premeditated das haba ligaresh, which you're then committing to written form. That's the difference between the two approaches as I see it. Meaning, what else is the significance of unifying the three things? Other than saying these aren't really separate things. What the get is trying to capture is that there's a das haba ligaresh hasishto. Everybody see that? Do you feel like that needs to be explicated further? I mean, we could spend more time in later shiurim explicating it. Right now, I think it's just to get the main idea out. I'm saying maybe in the Rambam you have a partial consolidation of the two, the l'shem geirshim, but not necessarily the l'shem abal and the l'shem isha. Now, let me say a little more in the Gemara here. So the Gemara said that there's another case of l'eza she'ertza garish bo is puzzle. Why is that puzzle, the last case in the Mishnah?
Bria.
What?
It's a bria.
Embryo. So let's say I say I'm writing this get so far. I'm not yet sure which wife I want to divorce. My name is Avram. Both of their wives is Sarah. So write for me again, and I'll decide eventually which Sarah I want to divorce. So what's wrong with that? Don't you have Das Tabal? Don't you have Das Gerishin? Do you have Lishma? It's not clear if you have Lishma, Lishema Isha, in that case. So the Gemara says that's possible. Why is that possible? So Rashi says, based on the Gemara says, Deim Breira. So read this Rashi for us. Let's get a volunteer to read who prepared this Rashi. And anybody see it in advance? Yoni Drazen, did you see it? So let's go, Yoni. Why don't you read it for us? Deim Breira.
Dehain brera de la minan huvra hadavar de bashas ksiva hayadai de lazuva inichta lishma.
So, what don't, why is it no good?
Because we don't say that, like, huvra dara de bashas ksiva, like that retroactively at the shas ksiva, he had das to do this certain, or to have it for a certain lishma.
For her, right. Meaning, we can't retrofit his das if you hold Dehain brera. Correct? Because Bishas Maisa, he didn't have Kavana. Yes? And if you held Yesh Breira?
Then you would be able to do it.
Then you would. L'chora, why? Because we can now, Breira allows us to read backwards and say, even though Bishas Maisa, he left it open, he has the ability to specify retroactively who he had Das Ligarish. Good? Now, as a formal rule, Breira maybe makes sense. I don't know. Do you guys want, we could get into Breira if we want. Maybe we'll get into Breira, and if Yesh Breira, then we'll have decided today that we'll get into Breira, but if Ain Breira, then we will have not have decided. But so we could think about Breira, but Breira is clearly a formal rule. I don't think there's any way to read Breira that you get premeditatedness out of Breira retroactively. Correct? One second.
No, I think that is one way to understand Breira.
Yeah?
I mean, I think so, yeah.
Isn't that very difficult? So the husband on March 1st says, I want to divorce one of my wives. Both their names are, I'm not sure which one I'm going to divorce.
Right. Then on
March 6th, he decides he's going to divorce the younger one.
Yeah. That's a wide concept of Bera is that it's as if it was Huvar Me Shas Ksiva. I mean, yeah.
Key words there are as if. I heard you say as if.
Right, so I say there's some magic in the Mafra, in this whole Breira and the Mafra. There's magic, is the way I put it. But it's, I keep I think that's definitely a way to understand it. I don't think it's...
Okay, perhaps. But look here. Let's read the rod, and then I want to read Tosos. So, yes, sir, Mikan, I'm a lav lark, so blaze of the Azimam Shir, it's like Garish. So he says, Elaaf Zesh, Anichtav Lashem Gerishin, Ha. So, what does this mean? This one is written, Lashem Gerishin. Now, it depends if you read that bracket. If you read the bracket, it means that this get was written, Lashem, this Gerishin. Correct, Yoni? If you have the bracket. Deha Omer Eza Sheretz Agarish. So in the end of the day, you have the element of Lashem, this woman's Gerishin, from the Shas Ksiva Sabal. Afilu Hachi, why is the get puzzle? So go ahead, Yoni.
Afilu Hachi, puzzle Garish, but Mishum De'in Breira. V'lam Rinan Hovra Dabra de Mishas Ksiva Hayadayetzel Lezuva Hari Nechta Lishma.
So it's a little tricky, right? What exactly he's saying here. He's saying something about Ein Brera blocks us from applying it retroactively, blah, blah, blah. Then Tosos steps into the sugya and I think makes the sharpest point. So go ahead, Yoni. B'gemar mefarish mishum de Ein Brera. V'omari.
V'afim amanda savar be'alma yesh Brera, even according to the one who holds that there is Brera, hacha mode mishum duchta la adivik mishum divikasav la lishma.
Good. So I think it's a really important point that even if you hold in general Yesh Breira, everybody would agree over here that that wouldn't be Machshir the Get. It's a bit of a tame on the Gemara, that the Gemara presents it as saying Ein Breira. But that could just be the Gemara's, you know, the formulation is a little loose, right? Not that it depends on paskening Ein Breira, but the point is that there's nothing about Breira that could help you in this sugya. Because Brera allows us to look back and say, oh, yeah, we could apply and say that the Das was there retroactively. But when you need premeditativeness, there's no way to retrofit the Das Lagarish. The whole point, the whole concept of Lishma is that it's the husband's Das Lagarish Esishto. Did he have that premeditated das when he commanded the get? And the answer is, even if formally you could read it back in based off a legal principle of Brera, if Bishas Maisa wasn't there, it's not going to suffice for Lishma and Gittin, because you'd be lacking the premeditativeness of Das Abalagari Shishto. Josh Brofman, you have a comment on this?
Yeah, do you think this necessarily... like supports the idea that mean it, that this is about the premeditativeness? Because like, meaning, I would have said if the problem is like premeditated murder kind of thing, that we want the guy to sit and think, I would say in a case like this, okay, you know, it was premeditated and he wanted to divorce one of his wives, and we know for sure, and then later he can decide which one to divorce. Like, I feel like this supports that more. It's about like the particular versus the universal, you know. It's like, meaning we have all the premeditativeness we need, and then just like,
well, there's no life. Premeditativeness on which one he's divorcing.
Right, but why is that problem?
Well, because I think when you put the three lishmas together, of course it's got to be particular, but it's got to be the das ligarish has to be precisified. It has to have a target, and you lack that even when you apply yesh breira.
Okay.
No.
Isn't the other way to say that just they're both premeditated for multiple people?
No, because it's Leza Shegari Shertze. He hasn't decided which one he's going to divorce.
I know, but meaning we're reading that as saying, okay, therefore it's not premeditated. But doesn't that just mean he has none, he's going to divorce? You might say that's still problematic for Josh's reason, right, about the particular piece. But why can't you just say it is premeditated just for multiple people?
Just for?
But for multiple people.
If it was for multiple people, that's fine. Meaning, if he said, I'm divorcing both of my wives, that's fine.
Well, I don't mean...
But he's not saying that. He's saying, I have not yet decided which wife I'm going to divorce.
By saying that, he's saying, I have in mind that I'm going to divide. Meaning, you're reading that as saying he's only divorcing one of them, and he's going to figure out... Meaning, can't that just mean he's like going down the path of both of them being, you know... He's premeditated thinking about both of them.
I'm saying it can't be premeditated. If it can't be that he has premeditated Das Lagarish, older Sarah and younger Sarah, if he's not sure which Sarah he's divorcing.
like, is it not premeditated murder if you're debating which of two people to kill and you're planning a murder and you just didn't decide who?
It's interesting, Shiloh. That I don't know. But the point is that garrison is different than garrison is different than murder. Garrison, you say, is like it's by definition tailored to the wife that you're divorcing. That's the specific target piece of it.
Right.
Let me put it this way. You have a debate here about whether Brera would allow retroactive Das Ligarish. Right? What's that disagreement about here? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what's Tosos disagreeing with the Ran and Rashi? Right? So I'm suggesting, I'll step out for 1 second, but I'm suggesting that what they're disagreeing about is what is Lishma trying to accomplish in the get? If you think that Lishma is just an element that the get has to be written Lishem Ha'isha, then there's a very good argument that if you hold Brera, then when the husband gave the open-ended Sivoy Ligaresh, you could fit Lishma into that Sivoy. Because we say Huvra Davar Lamafreya, retroactively, we could apply that he wanted to divorce this wife. But you can't achieve premeditated solemn cognizance that he planned to divorce her from that day, because we know that he didn't decide that until later. He didn't decide which wife he's going to divorce until later. So if Lishma is trying to create the premeditative dimension of it, I think there's no way to retrofit it through a din of Brera. That's my suggestion. Yeah, let's think about this one second. I just have to unlock a door for a second. Ezra, are you still no shear? No shear in the interim? No. Josh, which distinction did you want me to repeat? I see that's from a while ago.
The one about when we were going to the drushes, like you kamagarish, I think. I'm trying to remember.
All right, we'll come back. Remind me at the end of the shear if we have time, just to reiterate that. Okay, any thoughts on this Brera point? Do you see what I'm getting at in motivating the Brera machlokas? Ned, how's it sound to you?
Reasonable. Yeah.
Reasonable? Okay. Josh Brockman, reasonable?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Benny, sound reasonable to you? Okay, I'm getting the thumbs up from Benny. That's good. Okay. Now, let's move. I'm going to skip over this for a second. I want to move to this Gemara in Zvachim, which is very important for many Rishonim in reading the Sugya. Anybody get a chance to read Zvachim, Daf Bez, Bezman Bez over there? Yeah, it's a great little Sugya. It's always nice to have Kachim thrown into the mix. Ezra, are you raising your hand? Do you want to tell us what's going on in Zvachim in that first parak?
Yeah, sure. It's talking about like what about
are you doing this off your phone?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What happened to your computer?
Well, I couldn't connect my AirPods from the computer fast enough. So.
It's terrible. Okay, so that's good. Oh, you have all the noise in the background there. It's too loud for you to read, Ezra. Yeah, sorry. Who else prepared the Gemara and Zvachim? Romy, you got it?
Yeah. That's true.
Okay, so just tell us what's going on. So you have the first Mishnah in Zvachim about Lishma and Kachim, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanan.
Kol Zvachim Chinez Kusha Lishma and Hulei Reit Tam Dishavu Kishma and Hastama Alunami Lebal Lishim Choba. So you can be Medaik that it's only if it's shalol lishman that'd be problematic, and if it was stam, then it would be sufficient in terms of, you know, the baal being yotzei is chova.
Excellent. So the Gemara says that we can be medayik from this Mishnah and Zvachim Kol and Zvachim Shizvachim Shalosh Shman. That what? What's the diak?
Sorry, Alma Stamanami Kalishman, meaning that Stam is considered Lishma with regard to Korban.
Yeah, this is the most important principle of Lishma B'Kodshim in the first paragraph of Zvachim, that Stamas Kalishman. You don't actually need to bring the Korban Lishem this, Lishem that, Lishak, because Zacharat of Stamak Kalishma. If you bring it stam, that's as if it's lishma. Maybe the real psul is only machshava shelo lishma. Right? If we were a more yeshivish shashir, then we would have to learn the Brisker Rav just for the sake of learning the Brisker Rav, even though it's not really nogeya tar sugya. But since it's not nogeya tar sugya, we don't have to learn the Brisker Rav just for the sake of learning more Brisker Ravs. But if you have time, it's always worth looking at the Brisker Rav. But it's not Nogeya Torah Sugya, so we don't have to look at it. Now, the Gemara here says that when it comes to Kachim, Stama is Kilishman. The Gemara then says, wait a second. When it comes to Gerishin, we don't say Stama is Kilishman. Right? And why don't we make the same diak? If we say, Kol Zvachim Shenizbachu, Shelo Lishman, that implies that it's only if you have the wrong kavana that it's possible, but by default, the kavana is lishma. Meaning, if you have a kohen who's just bringing the carbon to the Beit HaMikdash and he has nothing in his head, he has no thoughts in his head, we say stamak lishma dummy. And it's only a problem if the kohen gets it wrong. The kohen starts thinking about he's bringing the wrong carbon for the wrong owner. Does everybody see that? That's the din in kachim. Is this clear? Okay, so what does the Gemara want to know from Gerushin? Go ahead, Ramini.
So Ramini kol get shenichtav shalol shemisha puzzle the stamanami puzzle, right? So in the case of get, we see that that's not the case.
And there you also have the same lashon of kol get shenichtav shalol shemisha as puzzle.
Ramini, you should even die kol so that stam is kosher, but we're not.
Yeah, as long as the sofer just writes it's stam. You know, he doesn't have to have any Isha in mind. He doesn't have to have any Isha in mind. He doesn't have to have Lashem Gerushin in mind. As long as he's just writing it and he doesn't have any intention to the contrary, that should be kosher. Meaning, given the semantic similarity between Gittin and Zvachim, the din should have been the same, and yet it's not. In Gittin, it seems very clear or accepted that it has to be actively l'shem ha'isha, l'shem ha'baal, l'shem gerushin. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, v'shani, we answer.
V'shani, zvachim b'stam l'shman omden, isha b'stam lav gerushin omedes. So stam zvachim is l'shman, stam isha, well, it's not omed l'gerushin.
Yeah, cryptic answer. It's actually not so clear what that means.
Right.
But the Gemara seems to say that I don't know, Chazaka is the wrong paradigm to lean on, but think of the essence of a karban. A karban is separated l'shem hektish. It has a certain shame, karban ola, karban shlamim, karban chatas, whatever it is. So that's like put into the karban. If you just bring it as is, it has enough of an identity to carry its own lishma forward, even if the kohen is not bringing it lishma. So it's considered lishma just in virtue of what it is. You're doing it in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, mistam, you're doing it l'shem hakdash. Does anybody see that? So stam zvachim are lishman omdim, or zvachim bistam lishman omdim. Isha is different. Why is Isha different? So Rami tells Isha bistama. Okay, so this is a Gemara where it's, you know, if you're learning Daf Yomi, if you're learning Zvachim, you'd glance at this line for half a second. If you're learning Gittin, you could glance at this line for half a semester. Good thing David Weinberger is not here, because he would tell us that last time we said half a semester is only three quarters of a semester. But I said it for him, so it's okay. So what's the significance of this line? What's the Gemara telling us here? So if you're learning Zvachim, it's a throwaway line. It's just distinguishing between the cases, right? Oh, okay, one stoma pointed in this direction, the other one stoma pointed in the opposite direction. But should we spend a half semester on this line, or how much time would you spend on it? Zeb, how much time would you spend on this?
Full semester.
Oh, full semester. Okay, very good. Why would you spend the full semester on this line?
No, I think it's very interesting that, meaning for a woman, there's not a presumption that she's going to be Megaris. Like,
So number one, we take out of this a major yesod of Ishus, right? We talk about Ve'rastichli La'olam. This is something we discussed at the very beginning of the year. We view Kiddushin, maybe it's Machlugas Tos and Tos Rush and Kiddushin, like we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, but we view Kiddushin as being eternal. Right, and when you get divorced, you're tearing apart that thing that was supposed to be Lo'olam. And the Gemara seems to be getting at that point from Stam Isha Lav LaGeirushin Omedes. Right, like Geirushin is really cutting against the grain of the relationship that was created. Right, so to put it slightly differently, the momentum in Kachim is Lishma. You're in the Beis HaMikdash. This was separated as a Karban. So you just keep going with the flow and the Karban is Kasher. Unless you destroy it somehow with Machshava Shelo Lishma. In marriage, it's the exact opposite. The nature of Ishus is such that there's a Kinyan there that makes it into a Kesher Chazak, etc., etc. The Gerishin is going against the grain of what's there. It's trying to tear apart this this Kenyan. And so that's why Stamisha's Lav L'Gerishin Omedes. And so if we don't, there's no such thing as Stama Lishma when it comes to Gerishin. Josh?
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you think this fits at all with like what we were saying in the first semester about how like, you know, at a certain point, like maybe even by the time you get the get, they're already basically divorced. Like that doesn't sound like, you know, the grain is going against getting divorced. That sounds like it's like, you know, very, very easy almost. Like, you know, you start having thoughts and then the green kind of starts tilting towards the divorce.
No? This is a major din that we're going to look at more carefully here in the Rishonim. You know, some Rishonim start wondering, well, you know, what if they're already, they don't say this explicitly, but what if they're already separated? And, you know, let's say all those dino, Kim and Shnos, Avina, Lagarsha already went into effect. That's what you're asking, Josh. And yes, there's an argument that maybe this din would be different. Maybe. Although you could say that the Nasan Inav Ligarsha stuff, maybe that really partially depends on Ksiva Saiged and trying to initiate the get process. Or you could say, even when those things are in place, Ishta Lav Ligarshan Omedes, like, still, as long as the Kinyan is there, like, we still don't view the Isha as being Mistama Ligarshan, even when it's Nasan Ligarsha. Maybe. Right, so even if parts of the Ishus has fell off, doesn't mean that enough of it is gone that we'll say she's mistumble the Megarashis Omedes. Maybe. But I think I agree that that's something that has to be figured out more precisely, which is why you could spend half, three quarters, or even a full semester just on this one line in Zvachim. Okay, Romy, good so far? So what do you make of the Gemara in Zvachim? What's the Gemara saying? Yes, what's the Gemara saying?
I mean, on a basic level, it's saying a distinction between two kinds of Lishma. You have to think about why that really should be true. That's what bothers me.
What bothers you?
Meaning why, what the distinction is slash why this distinction exists. Meaning what is different about Zvachim and Hirsch and such that this is the case. I don't think you can make a Matthias point that like when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're automatically
Not making it, but you don't like my suggestion. My suggestion is like, what's the status quo ante? So for a karbon, it's hekdesh, it's mufrash lishma.
I think the problem
is being bought in the context of the Beis HaMikdash, the stomach lishma.
Well, that's what I mean. I think that I think that doesn't.
You think that's metziistic?
Well, yeah, but
about, well, if that's metziistic, then it's a good metziistic.
No, that's, you're right. That's fine. I just mean that it's problematic. Meaning, that doesn't explain why it's the Shema Baal. Isn't that what the Shema means here?
Well, he was the one who was mafresh the karba and he paid for it. Why would it be anybody else's? So long as the Kohen didn't mess it up by thinking that it belongs to somebody else, it's
karban. The Baal is holding a get, so it's okay.
What?
What about the case of the Baal holding a get?
What about him holding the get?
Meaning he had a get written and it was done, whatever. Like, what do I, meaning, I don't know.
What about L'shem Aisha? What shaykh is to this woman?
Huh? You're saying why is it not connected to her unless he specifies it's connected to her as opposed to the Baal because of the Korban who was mafshed himself, they were already connected to him. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. What I want to say, and what I think I could motivate through some Rishonim. So let me say this. When you have a line like this in the Gemara, you want to see what do Rishonim do with this line? Or like, do the Rishonim take this line and do important things with it? Or do they disregard it? Is it a charged line? Or is it like a line that's neutral? It has no charge. Does anybody know does anybody have a sense of, do the Rishonim use this for big, like important things? Anybody know? Which Rishonim cite this line? So you know what Ned should do? You should do like a search to see Isha Bistamba Lava Gershno Medes and just like see like what this is, like what this line is invoked for halachically. But we're not going to do that right now. But let's see what the Rishonim do with this line. So let's look for a moment. Skip over this for a minute for now. We'll come back to it. Okay, look at the Ramban. We'll come back to this discussion. Yeah, look first at this Tosfos. Tosfos Gittin Chaf Beis Amud Beis. This is Tosfos commenting on the Gemara about whether people who are La B'nei Dea could write a get. Okay, let me see if I put the Gemara here. This is the Gemara on Chav Beis and Beis. Akol Ksher and Lichtav Asaget. Afilu Cherishot V'Katan. Right, anybody could write a get, even a Cherishot V'Katan. The Gemara says, "I v'hab la b'nei Dea ninu, who shayagad l'omer l'gabov." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, you know, Cherishot V'Katan could write a get, but they need a god l'omer l'gabov." Very tricky line, but look here what Tosfos says in a few of these places. Let's start with this Tosfos. Sorry, this is the Rush. We'll see the Rush also. Here. Let's look at Tosfos Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos is trying to figure out, do you need Shlichus for the Ksivas Aget? Right, does the get have to be written by the Baal? Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is what? B'chasav means?
The Baal has to do it, so it would be Shlichus.
Yeah, Pashpat has to be the Baal, and then Shluch Shalom Kemoso. Tosos here says, wait a second, these Ketanim are La B'nei Shlichus Ninu. Right? If you hold that a Katan could write the get, even if a Gadol Lamed L'Gabav, you can't have Shlichus from a Gadol to a Katan. Right? That's the principle of Shlichus. So what does he say? Vim Tomar. Did anybody get a chance to see this Tosos yet? Or Rom, you saw it, so go for it.
That's just a question we just asked. So you actually don't need shlichus b'ksiva. It's not saying that the Baal is right, rather the sofer.
Yeah, so there's no requirement that the Baal write the get. Okay.
The hadamim and the kaman tzarach shiom al sofer kat ktov leidim chatuma chat. Why do the Baal have to, you know, command them to write and sign the get? Right, it's not a din shlichus, it's just a requirement of the tivah baal that he says is based on the shema, or you know, is needed necessary because of the shema.
So let's figure this out for a second. Tosfos is saying the husband does not have to author the get. He doesn't have to write the get. What about the 1.5 million dinim in Maseches Gittin that say that the sofer has to hear the tzivui from the husband, and it has to be direct? And we saw many of these, and when we looked at the Onis Begittin sugya, that the get has to be beratzon abal and betzivui abal, correct? How do you explain the 1.5 million dinim if it's not mitam shlichus? So what's his answer, Romy?
Lishma.
It's mitam lishma. It's mitam lishma. What does that mean that it's not lishma?
It's not lishma.
What's not lishma about it? Why is it not lishma if it's
missing? You're saying if it's written without a tzivui, you mean?
Yeah. Mechtesi. Where's the chisar and lishma? I'm just curious. Where's the chisar and lishma right there?
You wouldn't think anyway. That's,
I'm just, I wonder, what is Pashup Shad and Tosos? Where is the deficiency of Lishma in this case? Josh Brockman?
It doesn't make sense to say something's written for the sake of the woman if it's not the husband like supplying that.
Really? I can't write a Megillas Esther without having the das of Mordechai?
You can't write a Megillah Esther without having the das of Mordechai.
Why can't the sofer write it l'shem Isha? Why can't he write it l'shem Baal? Why can't he write it l'shem Gershon?
Because the sofer has no right to do that because he has no relevance to the woman.
Is that what Tosas says? Tosas says it's lacking l'shma. The Rambam told me that the get has to be written l'shem Baal ha-megarish l'shem Isha miskareshes. The sofer can't do that? Josh?
I mean, I was suggesting he can't, but you're pushing back, so.
I'm pushing back correctly.
No, I think Josh is right.
The sofer can't write L'shem Baal Megarish? Why can't he write L'shem Baal? Why can't he write L'shem Isha Miskareshes?
No, he can't write it L'shem Isha.
Why can't he write L'shem Isha?
Because it doesn't make sense. In a theoretical sense, it could make sense, but perhaps we're suggesting that it doesn't make sense because to write something for the purpose of the woman means for the purpose of her to get divorced, and there's only one person that has a sheikhus that can even begin talking about that.
So aren't you basically conceding option one, option two, going back to last year? Meaning, if you think you're dealing with separable elements, that a get has to have l'shem geirshin, l'shem habala megarish, l'shem isha miskareshes, then avada, you could have separable elements. Why can't the sofer say, I'm harini koisev getze l'shem bala megarish avram demiskari avram shetziva, you know, legarish es ishto sara demiskari sarai. Why can't the sofer capture those elements? Correct?
Yeah.
Elamai, I think Tosos is clearly assuming that you need Lishma. And that Lishma means, Tosos is clearly assuming that Lishma means the husband's das ligaresh es ishto. Kishelo tziva haba lo chashev Lishma. It's not considered Lishema Isha because Lishma is the husband's das to divorce her. Yes? Then Tosos cites something. What does he cite in the next line? Romeo al Chashiv Pasol. Chashiv is Stamas Pasol. Why? Shaykh, what's he saying here? Why is he citing Zvachim? Because he wants to cite Zvachim whenever he could cite something? Without the tzivoy abal, it's considered stoma.
Right, and stoma is not good by get.
Without the tzivoy abal, it's considered stoma. That's what Tosas is coming to tell us. He's coming. One second. Ezra, you want to tell me that Tosas here is just telling us that if you're lacking the Tzivoy Abal, you don't have Lishma. And by the way, maybe you know Kachim, you know Zvachim, so that Stam Lishma is kosher. By the way, Stam Lishma is not kosher, because we learned that in Zvachim. That's what Tosis is doing?
I mean, it's what it sounds like.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, he's just throwing in an extra step. It's not Lishma, even though there's a million Gemaras in Gittin that say that if it's not Lishma, it's kosher. You might know Halacha in Zvachim that's Stam Lishma. So by the way, here too, Stam Lishma is no good, yeah? Yes? And then Tosis is just throwing in the rationale of the Gemara in Zvachim for fun. By the way, here's the reason why Stama Lishma is puzzle. Stama is not because Yishalav Lagerishinaya Chemist, just like I wanted to throw in the Briskarov for fun in the Limud. Is that your reading, Ezra?
I mean, yeah, but without like the for fun thing, I don't know. Like, yeah.
Got it. So I want to read Tosis differently. I think Tosis is saying he's trying to give us an explanation here for why we should buy into his theory that if you're lacking the das habal garesh as ishto, the get is considered shelo lishma. Meaning, how do you know that what I said in Shir on Thursday is true? Meaning, why should we believe that you can't just get L'Shem HaBaal by being Mechavin L'Shem HaBaal, and that you can't be Mechavin L'Isha by being Mechavin L'Shem HaIsha, and that you can't be Mechavin L'Shem Gershon by being Mechavin L'Shem Gershon? Meaning, how does Tosus know, how do I know that the get L'Shma for Gittin is the das habal agaris es ishto, which can only be achieved through the husband's tzivui? Because without that, a get is stama. Why is it stama without that? Because when the Gemara explains why stama lishma is puzzle, the Gemara gives a rationale, the isha lav lagerishin kaima. What does that mean, isha lav lagerishin kaima? It means that, what's that, Romy?
It sounds like it means without a, like a woman alone, without any relation to a man, divorcing her is not.
Exactly.
Is not time, meaning there's no such thing as divorce without him being in a central.
Exactly. That's what the Gemara's whole point is, that there's no such thing as L'Shem Gerushin, if, to borrow something Josh said earlier, if the ball of Gerushin has not gone into motion. A crucial element of the ball being put into motion, at least for this sugya, is that the Baal expresses his das, l'garish es ishto. There's no such thing as the sofer changing the status of the woman by being mechavein l'shem gerusha. Just like I can't create a divorce between Avram and Sarah by me being mechavein l'shem their gerushin. I'm not a party. So the only thing that could create a L'Shem Gerushin to change the woman's status is the husband's Das L'Garish. That's why Tosus is citing the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Beis. Not for Ezra's reason that, oh, he's just saying, oh, you need the Tzivoy Abal. You need, because you need Lishma. And by the way, if you don't have Lishma, it's Stama Lishma. And by the way, Stama Lishma is possible because what the Gemara in Zvachim says of Isha Lav L'Garishin Amedes. No. Tosus is saying, how do I know that my chiddush of lishma, that you could only get lishma legarish as isha through the ratzon habal, through it being a premeditated decision of the husband? Because when the Gemara explains why stama's puzzled, the Gemara says, because isha's lav legarishin omedes. A couple that's married, there's nothing gerishin, there's no element of gerishin there. There's nothing for the get to be written on, until you have the authorization of the husband who's giving us his das legarish es ishto. Does everybody understand the... It's a very beautiful pshat.
Can you explain it one more time?
Aybe. Roma, you want to explain? Who feels like they understand the pshat and they want to explain it to Ezra? Roma, you'll take a stab at it?
I can. Do you want just the distinction and the concept of Tosos or what?
Whatever Ezra needs to understand.
Whatever you think I need to understand, Ronnie.
Probably have to go back to the beginning of the semester then.
That's right. So Bereshis bara Elokim, Bereshis bara Elokim, Hashemayim v'Haaretz. And Bereshis is Bishvila Torah Shenikra Bereshis. And then somewhere in the Torah it says, Ki yikach ishi isha v'haysam l'simtzachim be'ena v'chatzel ha-sefer krisos. From there we learn the din of Lishma. Yesh lachkor in the din of Lishma. Does Lishma mean you have to hit three separate kavanos of Lishem Aish, Lishem Aish, Lishem Gerishin? Or does Lishma mean that you need the Baal's Das Ligarish Ishto? Those are the three elements, but really it's making one point of Das the Baal Ligarish Ishto. Tosos has a Chiddush where Tosos says that the reason why you need Tzivoy Habal throughout the million dinim in Maseches Gerishin is because of Lishma. Mechatesi, that's the right shot on Lishma. He says, oh, because the Gemara in Zvachim, i.e., the Gemara in Zvachim is a charged line. Isha minastam is lav l'gerishin omedes. What does that have to do with his theory of Lishma? Because he's telling us that the Lishma is there to change the woman's status from being in a kesher chazak to being omed l'gerishin, and that's what a get is. For that, you need the premeditated das abal. If you don't have that premeditated das abal, then there's isha lav l'gerishin omedes.
How is that proven from Zvachim that Tzivoy Baal is the thing that makes it?
Yeah, I thought you could ask, how is it proven that Bereshis bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz? But for that, Romy could answer. Romy can answer your question.
I was going to put it exactly the way you just said it. I'm getting, what's the question? The question is how from Zvachim is it clear that the thing that doesn't make you Isha Omedes is like Tzivoy Baal, which is Lishma?
Okay, I think the idea is this. I think the idea is that if you look at the phrase Isha Lav L'Gerishin Kaima, you figure out what that means. I think the way that Tosus is reading that is to say that a woman alone, independent, you know, kind of like it's like physics, kind of like without anything acting on her, woman is not divorced. She just is. So it doesn't make it, there's no such thing as being divorced except in relation to a man who's doing something to her, specifically her husband, obviously, who's writing again or whatever, being commanded to come to the right again and starting the whole process in relation to her, right? So now when you read that phrase in the context of Lishma, which is what's happening in Zvachim and those are saying here, is basically what you're saying, you know, and in the context of the Baal, what you're saying is that the What Lishma? I just said that very convoluted. But the point is that then you end up with the requirement for the Baal, or the Tzivoy HaBaal is basically just initiating the process of. Did I just confuse you more? Sorry, I had it and I went off the rails a little.
Yeah, you're being very helpful.
Yeah, let me say it slightly differently. Josh Brofman asked a couple of minutes ago. He says, "Well, what do you mean? Once there's Das HaBaal Ligarish, isn't the Isha Medes Ligarishin?" Josh, that's what you're asking, right? I in the first semester. And maybe she's like a carbon that's omed l'akrava, etc. My answer basically is Josh Brofman is totally right. But that only begins once you have the expression of the Das HaBaal Ligarish. Again, for the purposes of this sugya. So yes, Isha min astam is lav l'gerishin omedes. Aye, but not once you have the Das HaBaal Ligarish, then she is omedes l'gerishin. But you need that Das HaBaal Ligarish to transform. That's like the hafrashas HaKarbon. A stam animal is not omid lahakrava. Your mafresh a karban as l'shem kodshem as a karbanola, then the kohen can be makrev it stam. Right, Josh? I'm saying over here, the Gemara is saying once you have the husband's das ligareish as ishto plonis, then her status changes. And the chiddush of Tosfos is that the requirement of lishma is to change her status. Because the requirement of Lishma supply, Lishma just is the Das HaBaal Ligarish es Ishto, which is a critical ingredient, not like in the Hefta Shel Get or like an ingredient in the Get like Lishma is in the Megillas Esther, but it's actually it's a crucial element of the process of Gerushin. So have you ever handled this?
Yeah, I was just wondering, can you say the same thing according to, I think, maybe it was option one we had last year, that meaning what, just because the Lishma is what's sort of like shifting her momentum away from being, you know, whatever, into being Omedes Ligarishin, Why is that? I mean, why is it that? I mean, it seems like another step to say it has to be the das of the baal. Why can't you just say it's the lishma of the sofer? That's, you know, that's shifting her momentum in this way.
Because the whole point. Say it again. Say that one more time.
No, I'm just confused. If all Tosus is getting from Zvachim is just that we need to shift her, you know, the direction of her momentum, basically. So why does that mean? It seems like a jump, I guess, to me.
What Tosus is getting, I take Tosus is getting from that Gemara is that Lishma is about the premeditated Dasa Balagarish.
Right. So I'm not clear why how is he getting that from just the fact that we have to, I mean, it seems like he's inferring from the fact that Zvachim says, you know, the default woman is not Lagarish. So then somehow he's inferring from that it's Sibo Ebal. But
I just said to Alan. Alan's visiting the Shir there with Tani. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Rabbi. I'm enjoying.
That's great. Are you coming to the Shir Shabbaton also?
Oh, maybe I should.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I bet you everybody would appreciate that. Thank you for interrupting, Alan.
All right, Bizet, back to you. Sorry.
I'm not clear why we couldn't just say, or why Tosos couldn't say that the Lishma of the Sofer could also change her.
So I'll say too, I agree with you that from the Gemara itself, it's an open question whether the Gemara is charged or not charged. Correct? Yeah. You could just read the Gemara saying the Sofer could do everything. And you're saying Mechatesi, that Tosos is justified in squeezing out this Chiddush that Sivu Yabal is a Dinan Lishma from that. Right?
Like, what's the connection between those two?
So I would say, first of all, maybe, okay, it's always a question of how to read a Gemara. But I'm not sure that you need like it to be muchrach from the Gemara but what's motivating Tosus to get that from the Gemara? I think it's that, think about it intuitively. Why should a random das of a non-party, a party who has no standing, a random guy who happens to know Hilchos Safras, why should there be any halachic import to his writing a get lidas this woman? Like I'm sitting here in Philadelphia, and some guy in Bnei Brak decides that he's going to write a get l'shem me, l'shem my wife, l'shem Krisus. Like who asked him? Why should his kavana bear on the metaphysical stature of my marriage?
You still need Sivoy Habal on this model, no?
What?
Even in the model where the sofa can, even in the model where the sofa is the one supplying the shema, you would still need the sivoy habal for that reason, no? Like meaning, i.e., the sofa can't just do it on his own, but the baal has to authorize it.
The baal has to authorize it. And so what's your point? Why does the Baal have to authorize it?
Because, you know, some random guy in Bnei Brak can't just do it.
Okay, so 1 second. So is that a din in Shlichus or is that a din in Lishma? Right? So Tosus's point is that it's a din in Lishma. Because he thinks that Lishma is playing this important role in changing the woman's status. I guess another way of putting your question is, why can't the Tzivi Habal do that same thing? Right? Like, why read this into Lishma as the din as opposed to Tzivi Habal? Is that a way of putting your point?
Who, me or Josh?
Well, you've merged into one. I think I would respond to that the Gemara in Zvachim itself seems to be a din in Lishma. The Gemara is saying, why is Stama Lishma not significant, not sufficient? And its answer is because Isha Lavlagir Shinametas, which sounds like it's the Lishma that does the turning. Right? It sounds like the Lishma is like what changes her from being Lavlagir Shinametas to Ligerish and Amedes. So Tosus is saying, oh, that's like the Lishma is this inflection point in the divorce.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right, so then it must be, right, then the Baal is the one who's, right, I guess.
I don't know if it has to be again, but I think it's reasonable. You pull these pieces together and it seems like a reasonable thing. You're saying, what then is Lishma? Lishma is like I was suggesting in Shir, it's the Das HaBaal, like Ari Shasishto. All right, let me just say a little more, and we'll have plenty of time to flesh this out. Did I mention, by the way, that we're going straight till 3 o'clock for Shir, since no one has to eat anyway? Did I forget to mention that? Okay, I'm kidding.
I'm leaving.
You're leaving, Ezra?
Sorry.
Well, you have to go to lunch?
Definitely not assistant to the Shir system anymore. No,
I was joking. Okay, good. Let me just say one more point, then I'll let you go. So if you look at the Ramban on Gittin Chav Dalud, he says, on the case of, yeah. Second. Yeah. This is the very important Ramban, Chav Dalud Amud Beis. He's commenting on the last case of the Mishnah. Yeser mikan, amar lelavlor ksov, ezo she'ertze garish, pasul garish bo. Yike dekashle, v'chei gavne lav l'shma mikri. You know, why isn't the case of amar lelavlor, I want to divorce one of my wives, I'm not sure which one yet, I'll tell you later which one, you know, why can't that be l'shma? This is the Brera issue, right? Why can't it satisfy l'shma? So Ramban says, he says a very interesting thing, that the original das is not precise enough. It's kilu l'shem shtehem mamish nichtav. Very interesting thing, like that, and that itself would be puzzle. Like, let's say you wrote a get l'shem both of your wives. This came up earlier in the discussion. That I'm writing this get l'shem both my wives, and then you use it on one of them. Is that kosher? Is that puzzle? So Ramban thinks that's puzzle. It's an interesting point. That's not lishma. So overdetermined lishma is not lishma, which itself is a chiddush. Okay. But look here. Then he says, Im tomar, hakosev tofse gitin, lama hutzarach laniach makoma toref. This is a Mishnah later on that we'll see, right? If you write a get, you have to leave out the important parts. Why can't it be? Harayu kosev stam le'eza shetava rishona, chesivas parsha sota shel sefer Torah. Why can't the sofer say, I'm writing this get to be used for whoever wants to come first and divorce their wives? Meaning, basically, why isn't Kavana Stam sufficient for Lishma? It's basically what the Ramban is asking. So, Yikala Meimar, Shiny Hacha, Dichsiv, Vachasav, La Sefer Krisos. But Inan Shihe, Sefer Krisos, Lishma. Vize, Afa, Pisha, who Kosev, Lishem, Misha, Tavo, Etzlo, Trila. Kivan, Delo, Amar, Le, Baal, Lav, Lishem, Krisos, Ichtiv. What does that mean? He's saying if you're lacking the tzivoy habal, it's not l'shem krisos. Meaning, you can't get l'shem gerushin separate from the baal commanding you to divorce his wife. The sofer could have in mind that I'm writing this stam l'shem gerushin. L'shem gerushin, the first person to walk into my door. Ramban says that's not l'shem krisos, because you can only get l'shem krisos if it's a husband divorcing his wife. It's not like tefillin, where you could write tefillin for, you know, whichever bar mitzvah bachur needs it. Again, you don't have l'shem krisos if it's not for a particular krisos. And you can only get it for a particular krisos if it's the divorcer who's commissioning it for you. Okay, one second. Where does the Ramban get this from? Oh, Maseches Zvachim. Why could you only get the l'shem krisos from the husband? Because isha min astam is lav l'gerushin kai. V'chvar pirashdi shnivnei tamzeh amru shetzarech lomar lo sofer ksov leidim chasomu. Sha'afapishahem kosvin l'shem isha plonis. Even if the sofer were to write l'shem isha, calls man shelo amar lahem baal lav sefer krisos lishmahu. So the Ramban, I think, is like Tosos, but he's more explicit that you need the Tzivoy Habal, that the Makar for requiring Tzivoy Habal as a Din and Lishma is the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Beis. Correct? Yes? And he's explicit that if out the Tzivoy Habal, it's not a Chisaron in Lishem Habal, it's a Chisaron in L'shem Ha'isha, L'shem Krisis Ha'isha. Even if the sofer were to write that he's writing this get for this woman, Kol's man shalom alehem ba'al lav sefer krisis l'shmahu l'shem Ha'isha, l'shma is kuli nekeva. The suffix is nekeva. Okay. Then he says explicitly over here, he says the requirement of tzivoy habal is lav mishum debeinan v'kasav mamish. There's no din of requiring the ksivas habal. The husband doesn't have to write it. The lav mishum ksivaso kapid el mishum she'eno karas lishma ela imkein b'shekasvo bal o acher birshuso. So here he's saying it's a din in lishma that you require the tzivoy habal. So I think this is like a really strong proof for the idea that the lishma in Gittin is the das habal lagaris asishto. Notice that both Tosus and the Ramban anchor this; they source it, they ground it in Zvachim Daf Beis Isha Lav Lagirshin Omedes, which means that they understand, or they tell us that this means more explicit in the Ramban than Tosos, that the significance of lishma is that this is something that's an inflection point in changing the woman's status. That's the role that lishma plays. Because prior to the lishem, prior to having that das habal, that premeditated das habal, das habal agarish ishto, the woman's in a stable union. And it's the lishma itself, not of the sofer, but it's the lishma of the husband that changes the ishus. Now the Isha is L'shem Gerush. It's not just the din in the Chefta she'll get, that you need this as an ingredient, like the Megillah Esther, that you need to have Lishma as an ingredient. Does everybody see that broader picture? Do you see? And that ties into the Chakira that we started in the last year, in my opinion, Romy. I hope this is starting to give some significance to the two different Mahalchim about the significance of the unified das lishma being the das habal agarish ishto, rather than just three separable pieces of a gerushin, that it's separable pieces of a get, that hey, in order to connect this get to these people, it has to be l'shem baal l'shem ishan for the purpose of gerushin. Okay, let's stop here so you guys could rest and get ready for Purim. A lot of vachanos to do. Any quick questions before we break for today? Romy?
Why is it different than any other situation in which, like, there are only two parties, or meaning you're not the party and you're trying to get involved, meaning like a shtar or like a sale between me and you? Meaning, why would this kind of lishma or something not be necessary? Or
why is lishma not necessary in other things?
Meaning, if this is just about like, oh, nobody else except the parties involved can do this, then okay, there are plenty of other kids, meaning like a lot of these are shtaros or, you know, things like that, where that's also true.
But there's no din of lishma in any of those areas of Choshe Mishpat.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Isn't that weird?
That there's no din of lishma in other areas?
Meaning, if lishma is about the inherent specificity that exists in a divorce, as such, meaning that there's no such thing as, meaning it's inherently, you know, between specific people. So a sale is also inherently between.
I think what's different here is that there's this element of a premeditated decision that itself changes the ishus from Kesher Chazak or from, you know, from being the solid union to now being on the verge of dissolution. Right? The thing that's doing that is the das habal lagarish. That's what the lishma and the get is trying to capture. That's unique to dissolving a kesher ishus. It's not something. There is a din of dasa mischayiv in kinyanim and stuff like that. But you see that halacha treats it very differently from this gerushin thing. Now, is it just difference in shear, different amount, or the premeditativeness is both the premeditativeness and the specificity is very different in gerushin than it is in those kinyanim. So I think that's already a clearly there's something much more precious, special that's being dissolved here than in the classical Shemishba cases. Right? Now again, I'm not saying that there are no Rishonim who separate Lishma, that Lishma is just an ingredient, right? That it has to be tailored to them. But I think from Tosos and the Ramban, you see like this other picture that I'm trying to, this other theme that I'm trying to develop. All right. Shkoyach, everybody. So we have Shir. Do we have Shir on what's the deal with Shushan Purim?
It's
a Wednesday, but it's a normal schedule, right?
It's a normal schedule, yeah.
And there's Thursday.
Thursday
is a Tuesday schedule. All right. Yeah. So should we have Shir on Shushan Purim? Let me think about it. Are you guys gonna be plastered?
No, we'll not be.
Okay. Yeah, Rumi.
I will be, but I am pretty much every day. So.
So you should make a special exception for you.
Yeah. So got it. Awesome. Everyone's invited to my apartment for a suda tomorrow at around 2:00. I'll write the address in the chat. And everyone can stop by.
Yeah, put it in the Shir. Put in the Shir WhatsApp.
Yeah, will do.
All right. Shkoyach, everybody. Freilich and Purim.
Freilich and Purim.
All right. Take care. Freilich and Purim.
Thank you.